You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 71. Today, I'm talking about probiotics and prebiotics. And the foundational questions that I'll be addressing today are, what are probiotics? What are prebiotics? What do they do? What's the difference? And how are they related to gut health? I'll also share what prebiotic and probiotic foods you can eat to help foster a healthy gut. And I think today's topic is a nice complimentary follow-up to last week's episode where I discussed hypochlorhydria and the importance of stomach acid with digestive health. So I remember a handful of years ago, I ran into an acquaintance of mine and she was drinking kombucha. And knowing that I'm a nutrition and wellness coach, she said, "Look, I'm drinking kombucha. I know it's good for my gut." And I loved it. She's awesome. And it was so cute. And so, you know, I personally love kombucha too. So you might be like her, you know, someone who drinks kombucha and thinks, yay, I'm drinking something healthy. You know, word on the street is that kombucha is a probiotic and that's good for me. Or maybe you're taking a probiotic supplement because you've heard it's beneficial for digestion and gut health. I think most of us have heard of probiotics and we understand that they are beneficial and good for us. But what exactly are probiotics? Probiotics are living microorganisms that maintain and improve digestive health. Probiotics strengthen the good beneficial bacteria found in your gut, your gastrointestinal tract. Probiotics play a central role in health and disease because they're involved in digestion, which directly impacts immune function. But probiotics can't work alone. That's right. Probiotics cannot do their thing alone. So introducing prebiotics. So prebiotics, I don't think are as well known or as popular as probiotics, but they're just as important. So what are prebiotics? Prebiotics are types of dietary fiber that feed the good bacteria in your gut. Prebiotics are a source of food for your gut's healthy bacteria. So probiotics need prebiotics to flourish. And probiotics and prebiotics work together synergistically to enhance your digestion, support gut health, and really just improve your overall health. So probiotics and prebiotics both support the body in building and maintaining a healthy colony of bacteria and other microorganisms, which support gut health and aid digestion. So I've talked about signs and symptoms of imbalanced gut health before, and it seems appropriate to share again. So if you frequently experience digestive issues like diarrhea, constipation, bloating, or gas, if you experience brain fog, have sleep problems, sugar cravings, skin issues, mood imbalances, these are all signs that your gut bacteria is imbalanced. And remember, 70 to 80% of your immune system is housed in your gut. So there are many things that you can do to support gut health. I've talked about this a lot throughout various episodes in this podcast. And things that you can do to support gut health, there's a lot of, you know, lifestyle things that you can do, exercise, moving your body, stress reduction, sleep, good consistent sleep. And today I'm focusing on prebiotics and probiotics, specifically getting these through nutrition, through your food. So if you're not getting enough probiotics and you have poor gut health, this can lead to digestive issues, skin conditions, candida, which is, if you haven't heard of it, it's a fungal infection caused by yeast. sugar cravings, food allergies, food sensitivities, suppressed immunity, autoimmune conditions, anxiety, and depression. So all of these things are related to gut health and more. And again, both nutrition and lifestyle factors, including chronic stress, poor sleep, antibiotic use, sugar, and alcohol consumption, can damage your gut bacteria. And as always, I have some good news. You can incorporate a variety of probiotic and prebiotic foods into your diet to help boost your gut bacteria and support gut health and improve digestion. Okay, so we're going to focus on foods, like I said. So what are some probiotic foods? Probiotic foods include, as I mentioned before, fermented beverages like kombucha or kefir or kvass, One day I'm going to make beet kvass because I love beets and it's a fermented drink and I've been saving a recipe. Anyway, so beet kvass is in my future, maybe in 2023. Anyway, it's 2022 right now, but we'll see. Okay, so probiotic foods also include miso, tempeh, yogurt. And what you're going to want to do is look for, this is if... you're going to want to look for organic grass-fed varieties that are made from goat's or sheep's milk. Also, coconut milk-based yogurt is what I choose because I don't eat dairy. The brands, there are a lot of different brands, and it might be regional, honestly, because I know that there are some local New York City or New York State-based really great coconut milks, but ones that I'm pretty sure are national in terms of coconut based are Kalina and then Coco Yo. So those are great coconut, non-dairy based yogurt that has great probiotics in them. This is another thing that I have yet to do. And I know it's so simple and I've thought about this for years, is you can easily make your own probiotic coconut milk based yogurt, but I haven't done it yet. Okay. Anyway, so and other probiotic foods include raw fermented veggies like sauerkraut, which I personally love, kimchi, which I don't love because it's too spicy and has some things in it that just don't sit with me. But I know a lot of people out there love their kimchi, cultured buttermilk, raw apple cider vinegar, cheese. Again, you're going to want to look for grass-fed, raw, unpasteurized, ideally goat's or sheep's milk, because those are generally digested more easily than cow's dairy. And then brine-cured olives. Just side note, this has just popped into my brain. This kind of has nothing to do with anything, but why not share this? I personally love olives, but I did not love olives years and years ago. And I always thought, so many people love olives and I just don't get it. And maybe because I was eating, shitty olives from the can or something in the 80s or whatever. I don't know. So I really learned to acquire a taste for olives. And there's such a great little appetizer to have out when you have friends over, or even if you just want to have that little salty, healthy fat. Olives. I'm telling you, I love them. Love them. Okay. So now we have a good understanding about probiotics. So let's discuss prebiotics. So what are they again? Well, basically, prebiotics serve as fertilizer for your gut's friendly bacteria. Prebiotics are carbohydrates that our bodies are unable to digest. Now, this is not a bad thing, okay? This is not a bad thing. This is just the role of prebiotics in digestion. So since our body can't digest prebiotics, they ferment in our lower digestive tract where they act as a food source to grow healthy bacteria. Yay! So what are some food sources of prebiotics? Prebiotics are found naturally in certain plants, including underripe bananas. So it's so funny how bananas can be a thing for some people. I personally love my bananas underripe. If I see a spot on them, I'm like, Like, I love when the, you know, when you pull it off, if they're like in the group of them and it's like still green at the top. So some people, I know some people who just cringe at bananas and others who only eat them when they're super ripe. I use bananas for baking a lot. So eat them when they're, I wait till they're super ripe to bake with them, but it's the underripe banana that is really beneficial in prebiotics. So actually, you know, one of my favorite ways to eat a banana is, no spots from the refrigerator, which is actually kind of odd because I generally don't like cold foods unless it's, you know, smoothie or ice cream or something, but in general, anyway, so I love an underripe banana from the refrigerator with sun butter, with unsweetened sun butter. It's like so delish, and it's also great, just a whole other podcast, but side note, with that starchy carb, the banana and the sun butter, the healthy fat, it really helps slow down that blood sugar spike from the sugars from the carby banana. So it's always good to, you know, to pair the sun butter with the banana. If you haven't tried it, do it. I know maybe some people might like peanut butter or other things, but anyway, yum. Okay. So other prebiotic foods include onions, garlic, leeks, Jerusalem artichokes, also known as sunchokes, which, by the way, I just got some sunchokes at the farmer's market the other day. I am going to, what am I doing? Oh yeah, I got a parsnip and a carrot and a couple sunchokes, and I am going to chop those all up and saute them. Anyway, all right, so sunchokes are another prebiotic food. Dandelion greens, and another one is jicama. Have you had jicama before? Oh my God, it's so good. I love jicama. So jicama is sort of like this round, it's a root vegetable, and it's round-ish with a kind of like a light, I guess kind of tan, golden brown skin, and then a starchy white interior. And actually, you know, you can get them pre-cut at Trader Joe's. It's there, or you can, you know, I've seen them also at, they do have at my Whole Foods. I've also seen them at different bodegas in New York City. But then you just, you know, have to just take the skin off and then you can chop it up. But they're really a great addition to salads. They're just this crunchy kind of, I don't know how to describe the flavor. They're kind of plain, but there's like, they're very refreshing and they're really great to eat with guacamole, to dip in guacamole. Oh my God, so good. Or hummus, if you enjoy hummus. And I don't know if you can cook jicama. I've actually never done that. Anyway, now I feel like I need to go get some jicama. All right. Other prebiotic foods include tiger nuts, which is, it's not a nut. It's a vegetable tuber, a chicory root, which is often found or often used in coffee substitutes, asparagus and apples. So in general, these foods eaten raw have more prebiotic fibers than when cooked. All right. So you might be asking, what about supplements? First, I have to say that so many people are supplement happy and they spend a lot of money on supplements that they read about and learned about from Dr. Google. Now, my take on supplements is this. Yes, they can be super helpful and beneficial and supportive. However, the way I work with myself and with my clients is to first address lifestyle and nutritional changes before working with supplements. I love showing my clients that they can experience improvement in their health and have a reduction of symptoms, whatever symptoms they're experiencing, through diet and lifestyle and mindset. Truly, it's pretty awesome. So, you know, for most healthy people who eat a diverse diet full of wholesome, you know, a variety of wholesome foods and are doing things to support a healthy lifestyle, it's not always necessary to take supplements. However, if you have a weakened immune system, have been on a lot of antibiotics, Maybe you just, you know, had food poisoning, which by the way is hell on earth. You have food allergies or asthma or underlying chronic health issues. You really can benefit from a high quality probiotic supplement to support gut health. But like I said, I always recommend diet and lifestyle changes first. It's a holistic approach to health, which is what I take and believe in. So if you're wanting to incorporate more probiotics and prebiotic foods into your diet, you can easily do this by making some swaps. So I'm going to give you some recommendations. So consider drinking kombucha or kefir instead of juice or soda. Swap regular yogurt for probiotic yogurt. Add dandelion greens to your salad. Now, they're very bitter. So, you know, you could also saute them and to add, you know, take the little bit out of the bitterness, but dandelion greens, add them into your salad. They are also dandelion greens, you know, it's, where are we? What month are we? April. So it's also, they're really good for, and mustard greens are kind of like a good spring detox in a way. Just that bitterness in those greens really helps stimulate digestion. Really, like I talked about last week, talking about low stomach acid and thinking about ways to trigger stomach acid. So anyway, dandelion greens are a great prebiotic, and there are just a lot of benefits to it. All right. So in terms of so what I'm talking about here is some swaps. I'm just recommending some swaps in your diet. Instead of regular dairy products, substitute for raw unpasteurized milk or cheese. And then add jicama, you know, add that list, you know, of your crunchy vegetables that you eat with, you know, guacamole or hummus or that you put in salads. So in summary, probiotics are your beneficial gut bacteria and prebiotics are the fertilizer. And there are many ways that you can help incorporate those into your nutrition, into your diet. And I hope today was helpful in terms of acknowledging and recognizing, you know, different, you know, foods that you can incorporate and swaps that you can make and just trying out different things. And just remember, we need both prebiotics and probiotics to thrive and bloom. Thanks so much for tuning in today and joining me. And cheers to supporting a healthy gut and to living a positively anti-inflammatory life. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.